What is the difference between a horse and a mule?
Well, I tell you, I'd rather have a horse before a mule, but that's a stubborn cat, a mule. They don't talk with a mule, Jack. That's crazy stuff. A sled jack, boy, I thought the fool was dead. They get away from people who couldn't ride, and some of them couldn't ride them. They just bad up there with a small boy on his body. He had a little jack up there. Man, that thing was something. And he was like, man, he'd kick up and do all kinds of things. He couldn't ride him. But they had some of them couldn't ride him, but otherwise he couldn't ride him. And some of them said he knew about the steer, but he didn't know when he left. When he died, he didn't know when he died. That was the steer. He'll never die. He just wasn't away. That was the steer. I don't know. People tend so bad different steer.
He just
won away.
Now, what about a person that you couldn't joke with him? You'd say he was a mighty, what kind of person?
But you couldn't joke with
him. Or he would get
mad, angry, or I said bad.
What'd you say about him? He was a
disagreeable, disagreeable fella. I didn't bother with him because he disagreeable. I wouldn't fool with him.
Fractious?
Yeah, he's fractious. Disagreeable, I call that. That's the root point. And he said fractious. He seems a little word, a little different, but it's that with the repeat, you know. He disagreeable, he ain't no good.
Yeah. Now, if somebody was getting mad, you would say to them what? They're about to lose their temper. You'd say, now just
keep quiet. Be quiet, though.
Calm.
Calm, but quiet.
And then?
Yeah, be quiet. Don't do that. Be quiet as God, you know. Some people are very quiet as God. If you do that, you can do it that bad. You can drink more water.
Now, when you come in from the field and you've been working very hard, you say, I'm tired. You're very tired. You say, I'm
tired, rested, up.
I'm completely
worn out. Worn out. I come here and say, worn out. I say, I bet you I'm tired. Tell my wife, I'm tired, but that's too much.
You might say, I'm
all broke down, I'm tired, I'm completely tired, I never caught. And that was very sure I would say that, because I would come in, I'd be all the time ready to go. I'd come in and sit down and eat that dinner, that's the biggest trouble, get my food ready. Got my food ready, all I want. After I eat about 15 or 20 minutes after, ready to go. That's always one like that. I've been eating, got my food all the time, I eat, and after that I'm ready to.
After lunch, you would never take a little time out and
take a little nap sometimes.
Go
sleep or
lie down?
Lay down or
walk
and then get up and go get like that. Be working hard. But to be working very hard though, if you can do that. But I'd be able to sit down and water, rest and ready to cook.
Now, say you take a sip. If you got a cold,
yeah,
and it made your voice like this, you said it made your voice what?
Hoarse.
And gave you a...
Oh, you got a cough, yeah.
Okay. Or you might say, well, I think I'm going to go to bed. I'm feeling a little...
tired.
Or, you know, you're watching TV or something like that, and you say, I'm getting...
I say that too because I watch about go to sleep. I sit there watching because I don't sleep.
You start getting what?
Getting sleepy. I don't sleep.
Now, somebody that couldn't hear very well, you say they were
kind of deaf.
Right.